This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. It's been a turbulent 2016 for the state's Department of Family and Protective Services. First, there was the December court order by a federal judge in Corpus Christi, a sweeping and scathing order condemning what she called a broken foster care system, declaring it in violation of the Constitution and demanding a complete overhaul with a special master to be appointed to recommend fixes. Then reports from facilities in Levelland and Lubbock of urine smells, broken toilets, and injuries, leading CPS in February to suspend placements. Now the overall head of the department, John Specia, is preparing to leave. He's announced he will retire in May. Commissioner Specia, the obvious question, why are you leaving?
Well, when I took this job, I made a two-year commitment. It's been 3.5 years. I have had 3 grandchildren since that time, and my wife and I over the holidays just made a decision that it was time for me to come home.
Well, the last time you were here, exactly 1 year ago, one of the things you mentioned was something that I suppose I should point out. I felt like I was, you know, when I read the federal judge's order from Corpus Christi, I felt like I was, you know, deja vu, because you had mentioned so many of these things when you spoke with us. In fact, specifically, you talked about a high level of turnover among caseworkers. Let's hear what you said last year.
We've gotten better. Our retention data is getting better. We're better than we were 2 years ago. I've been given a lot of new people by the legislature, so I've got to train those people and get them up to speed. But in 3 or 4 years, what I want is a tenured, well-qualified workforce that is well-trained and that is adept at protecting the children of the state of Texas.
That's Commissioner John Specia speaking with us about a year ago, almost to the day. Commissioner, you sounded back then like you had a much longer timetable in mind where you're talking about 3 or 4 years down the road and that sort of thing. What changed?
Well, I mean, literally, I wanted to go home because I'm going to be 67 this summer, and I made a decision not to do another legislative session, which would commit me for a year and a half. It's a very difficult job. It is the most interesting and most challenging job I've ever had. It is a 24/7 job. And frankly, you get tired.
Well, this is just it. You obviously have an enormous commitment. For anyone who doesn't know Commissioner Specia's background, he's worked on this issue for, what, decades, right?
Right.
I mean, you have served as an advocate. You're an attorney, judge. Let me just ask you bluntly. Was the tipping point what happened in Corpus Christi?
No, because that's gone on through 4 commissioners. I was there when we tried the case in December 2011, and it was over a year till we got the opinion. Judge Jacks, on March 21st, appointed 2 special masters that will be the special master in the case, and the Fifth Circuit on the same day denied our stay. So there will be a special master, and they will study the system for the next 5 or 6 months and make a report to the court. The case goes back to 2002. I mean, it is looking at the foster care system over a very long period of time. I don't agree with everything in that opinion. Matter of fact, I think that we have a legal chance to have it reversed on appeal. But at the same time, bad things happen in foster care. We need to improve the foster care system, but that's not the answer. The answer is permanency, to get kids out of foster care as fast as possible and prevent them from coming into foster care. So when we work with the special master, we are going to have to hopefully let them recognize a lot of the good things we're doing and help us and work creatively to address some of the ills.
There are a lot of employees who I'm sure you're aware have said, we want this opinion to stay in place. The state shouldn't be appealing this because something has to change to force the state to, what, spend the money necessary to keep adding employees so that the workloads aren't as heavy as they currently are. How do you feel about that?
I think it's important that the state appeal this opinion for a variety of reasons. It's not right. The whole opinion, you can't just say everything in the opinion is right. Every child who comes into foster care is at jeopardy. I don't believe that. I believe the vast majority of children are treated very well in foster care. Bad things do happen in foster care. So I don't agree with you just don't appeal this opinion. I mean, I'm a judge and I'm a lawyer, and technically I don't believe that the system is unconstitutional. Well, does it have problems? Does it need to be fixed? Absolutely.
I want to point to some of this language, which has been recited over and over, but I think it's important for listeners to understand. In this opinion, in the words of U.S. District Judge Janice Graham Jack of Corpus Christi, it's an underfunded and poorly run system, quoting here, where rape, abuse, psychotropic medication, and instability are the norm.
And I don't agree with that.
Yeah, when you say you don't agree with
that. The psychotropic medications used in Texas is one of the lowest in the nation. You know, have children been raped in foster care? Yes. Is that the norm? Absolutely not.
Let's shift gears for a moment, if we can, Judge. As of this month, immigration detention facilities can be licensed as child care centers. Critics of these centers in South Texas, we're talking about Karnes City and Dilley, have complained that the licensing push was a kind of way to get around a court order that would have otherwise shut those facilities down. How do you feel about this change?
Well, they're there. I don't like having facilities of this nature in the state of Texas, but if they're there, and if the federal judge doesn't decide to shut them down, then we have to license them.
But do you have to license them? I suppose that was the question.
The decision that was made by the state of Texas was that if it's in Texas and not on a federal facility, mm-hmm. that we were going to license them so we would have access to ensure the health and safety of those children.
Now, is that a policy decision that was made by people higher in the Texas government, or was it something that you advocated and supported?
I support the decision, and it's my job. So,
what's the transition going to be like for you? I know you're eager to be able to spend more time with your family and get back to San Antonio full time. Is there a successor that's been chosen?
Not yet. I gave plenty of notice in order to bring somebody on so they would have time to prepare for the next legislative session. Mm-hmm. I'm going to probably go back to practicing law and doing mediations and arbitrations, and I'm still going to advocate for children.
If you had any advice for your successor, what would it be?
Recognize how many great people we have working for this agency and continue to give them the tools and the resources to do their job. We still have to address that turnover issue. We're going the right direction, but painfully slow. We do a pretty good job of that in a number of the rural areas and the smaller regions, much harder in a place like Austin or Harris County or Dallas, where there's a lot of opportunity. And that's something the legislature is going to have to look at.
Commissioner John Specia has been the longtime head of the Department of Family and Protective Services in the state of Texas. Judge, thank you very much for coming
in. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.